What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Anytime you have a member that is a leader, heart and soul of a young group that's growing, you get an emotional reaction. And that's what we got today when Jalen Walker went down. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Flowery Branch, guys, up here where the Falcons are practicing and certainly getting ready for the upcoming season. We got preseason football next Friday. But today, the concern is about Jalen Walker. And ironically, the day started for most Falcon fans as a hell yeah, because Bijan Robinson gets his deal,
right,
and we're all feeling pretty good. And then we get here to practice today, and look, injuries happen, but it went down on an 11-on-11. They were not full pads today. They're going through the drills. You guys know how this works if you've been up here. And
there's still some contact.
Yeah. I mean, you're still wrapping guys up and touching right. guys. And so as there is some things that went down on the field.
And he's in the trenches, you know, or on the edge of the trenches.
Well, look, I didn't see it. That's what's being right. reported. I don't want to say, hey, this is what happened. But they're saying it happened in an 11-on-11 drill. And, dude, who knows? I mean, did he twist the knee while he was trying to get away from somebody? Did somebody right. – Who knows?
Somebody get pushed into him. We talked to our buddy Mitch Evans. He saw it. He thought there was some contact with two players. So either way, we're waiting to get the word. But, you know, when you hear something like the players taking a knee, guys carted off, and I guess, again, we're just guessing. If it's an ACL, do you need an air cast? Some guys just saw that as maybe a positive sign. We're not going to speculate.
Yeah.
Now we're just waiting to hear. And as we said, you know, a few folks around NFL Network have been sort of hinting, not so subtly, that maybe the NFL – I've been waiting. You and I have been trying to figure out just how the NFL approaches the James Pierce Jr. suspension. So all of a sudden now, it's like I was telling Carl, like, I'm not going to hide anything. I'll tell you what, I just told the guys off the air. I thought that 6.5 was a bit low for the under. But we got issues, man. We're six days into practice. We're no closer to anything concrete about our starting quarterback just because we haven't been able to see Tua do the things we thought we'd see him do.
Yeah, I mean.
And then you throw this in the mix.
I think Tua's doing what we expected, 11-on-11. Penix is doing 7-on-7.
But he's been limited, though, with that back.
Yeah, but look, I think, you know, when you talk about reps, and I don't know how to view this or look at this, because there's a lot of work that's done when we're not here. When we are away, there's classroom work, there's additional work that they do. They're going to get their 12 hours in, all right? If you're saying what's 12 hours, that's the amount of time the NFL allows you on a practice day, whether it's film, weight room. Guys, this isn't a slave shop. These guys aren't here working all night. So you get only a limited amount of time every day that these certain practices. My point is, yes, you're right. But I don't know how Stefanski sees this.
Right.
How does Tommy Reese see this? How does the quarterback's coach, feel about this?
Alex Van Pelt.
That's the issue, Mike. But you're right. As far as our physical eyes, I told you earlier, I don't know if somebody said to me, who's winning the battle? Nobody's winning this battle right now. You're getting limited reps, which is what we knew from both guys going in that we would see. But I did think we'd see more, especially once Tua got back out there.
Right.
I thought we'd see more of Tua, and it really hasn't been that. It's been 11-on-11, which is what Penix can't participate in, and then Penix doing the 7-on-7.
And as we know, I mentioned Joe Patrick putting out there on social media yesterday, you know, is it possible that because of the circumstances we just laid out, is Michael maybe not as far behind Tua as we thought in the Tua back injury and all the things we just addressed? Maybe, you know, evens the playing field a little bit for Michael, although he did tell us last week it may be 4 weeks before he's a full go.
Yeah.
Which, and again, he said we may get some better news, but in his own words, said with his injury history, he's got to be extra careful.
All right, let's react to a few things Alex Anthopoulos said. And if you're tuning in and you're going, all right, that's the terrible news at Falcons today, and it is, we're just awaiting word. I think the news about the Braves is disappointment. And it's fair, and if you feel like I do, that's fine. If you don't, you go, you guys are crazy as hell. Braves are fine. Right. We're in first place. We're going to be great. Okay, I'm glad you believe that. I just know how playoff baseball is. And even when we went into the playoffs with the hottest offense a few years ago in 23, we didn't win. Mike, why didn't we win?
Not have pitching.
We didn't have pitching. So with the moves that were made yesterday, here's Alex Anthopoulos first and foremost talking about he's comfortable with this pitching staff.
Since the All-Star break, I think we've been fifth in ERA in MLB first 2 months of the season. We were top five in ERA. Obviously, in the middle, we weren't. Does that mean you're not looking to get better? Absolutely. In all areas. Bullpen, offense, rotation. Yes, but you're managing short-term, long-term, and you're going to do what you feel is best for the club, and you're not going to force a deal. So, you know, we said no to a lot of things, and that's not easy to do, but you have to do what you feel is right for the organization.
Okay, short-term, long-term, real quick. All I care about is short-term. I know as a general manager you're trying to manage those things, but also, Mike, sometimes you got to put your job on the line
right. And
do things that are a little bit risky. The moves Alex has made periodically since he's been here, because remember, fundamentally, guys, this team was built through the farm system. Acuna, Riley, all these guys, Harris,
right.
Ozzy, that's farm system. So what risky moves have been made to truly improve this team? He's made moves, but they were low risk. And a lot of this has just been high reward. And it's played out in a way where you go, damn. And I've given him credit. Great move, Alex. He's been a great general manager. You can't complain about 8 of the 9 years being in the playoffs. But sometimes, Mike, during this time period, like now, I'm going to take a risk and do something.
Right, and that's what we said. Guys, just for the fifth time, we're not talking about the Dodgers. That's fishy enough. You know, we talked about it earlier today with Tony Gwynn Jr. It's almost like Major League Baseball owners got together and said, hey, you know, somebody make the deal with the Dodgers, and the Tigers could have gotten a hell of a lot more, and they don't owe Tarik Skubal anything.
No.
He's going to sign with the Dodgers long term. They can still milk it and get as much as they can from somebody else. But, I mean, I'm with you. I love your line. We've said it a million times. Where are you going to be 3-4 years from now? You know, you can guarantee me, Braves fans, that Owen Murphy is untradeable. You know, that even a guy like even J.R. Richie, you know, before we get down into the minors, you know, or Lodi, these other guys, I can't. Give me a break. You're the same guys that wouldn't. You were crying about Vaughn Grissom. You've got to prime the pump. You've got to give to get. And with all due respect, Alex can say anything. We weren't on the phone. We're not privy to these deals. So all I know is the Cubs got two starters, Padres got a starter, and we got a guy who's basically projected to be a fourth or fifth starter in Malley
yep.
from the Giants. So, guys, Waldrop's not pitching. Strider's not going to be pitching. He said A.J. Smith-Shawver likely two more rehab starts in Gwinnett, and then he'll be back. But you just don't have the guns right now. You're going to lean into your bullpen. You've added some bullpen pieces. You don't really have any confidence about when Robert Suarez is coming back. That's another one. So you're really going to lean into your bullpen, tax it, because a guy like Grant Holmes, like, hopefully tonight he goes six innings. But that's the exception. Yeah. That's not the rule with him. You got a bunch of guys that don't go deep in the game.
And Alex made a comment today, too, talking about, and Nico basically extending the comment about being good now and being good later. He doesn't buy into the theory that you go put all your chips in, Mike, and you're good this year.
No, he certainly does not. He's never believed that.
But then you're bad for 5 years. And my thing
is, that's chicken blank. That's a bunch of nonsense.
It is. When you say, hey, I don't believe, like, that's the way you should do things, well, it depends on the year. And by the way, if you're as good as we think you are, you're going to be able to put this team back in contention in a very short period of time. If you're one of the top general managers, which I do think he is, I'm not worried about 3 years. I get it. You're not giving all of your prospects away. You're certainly not treating all your star players.
Right.
But sometimes, depending on the year, you do have to go in with all the chips, and he's never really done that.
And this is it. I mean, and I always feel it's 75% Alex's philosophy, 25% McGurk, Malone, the major shareholders of Brave Holdings that lean on him, that he's never, ever going to take on a $200 million pitcher. He would never sign Max Fried to an extension. And there were some injury concerns. There were some outliers, but he's doing okay for the Yankees.
Yes, yes.
But, I mean, this is what the difference is. And that's why I'm saying, again, guys, hear what I'm saying to you. I'm not talking about competing with the Mets and their ridiculous payroll, which got them nothing. You got to spend wisely. We needed another big, bona fide starting pitcher that he said we needed, Carl.
He said it.
Going into the offseason that you never addressed. But regardless, we're 22 games over 500, got a 7.5-game lead. That's a team I invest in. I mortgage the future to go get the World Series because there might not be baseball next year, and I'm sick and tired of the future, the future. No, the future is freaking now.
Now.
You've overcome a lot of crap to be where you are. That team shows a little bit of poise and character. Don't you invest in that?
You should. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear Alex Anthopoulos talk about where this Braves playoff rotation is now that we're past the deadline.
The one thing we've seen in the postseason is people are pretty aggressive going to their bullpen. And people are pretty aggressive overall. Starters don't go as deep unless they're the really frontline Cy Young type guys. So those are all things that you worry about when you get there and who the opponent is.
What he's telling you, Braves country, is you don't have to have great starting rotation to win a World Series. And therefore, give me a pass. That's what that was.
Right.
We'll worry about it when we get there, but look, most teams lean into their bullpens. He's not wrong with the analytics.
No, especially in the postseason.
Of today and how teams view things and certainly how front offices go about things. But I ain't trying to hear all that, Mike. I'm not trying to hear the bullpen. We'll have a good enough bullpen, basically, and not have to worry about frontline starters carrying us.
You had the night shift. Night shift did a hell of a job. Really came into their own in the postseason from September on.
Yeah, but we had one guy that had a career postseason.
Correct.
Out of the bullpen.
No, that's it. Look, Charlie Morton, Max Fried, Ian Anderson, Smiley, you know, I told you about this Tucson, and then everybody else who had to contribute. But Matzik and Minter were money. Martin contributed. You know, Will Smith always had made everybody nervous, but that's a great bullpen.
But you had three guys
who gave you a ton of starts, okay? 33 games for Morton, 28 for Max Fried, 24 for Anderson, 29 for Smiley.
Yes.
We're not coming close to that with this year's rotation.
No.
And the other thing with this, and if you really want to get down to brass tacks, 2023 is another year. That's the year that blows my mind. We had the best damn offense. You blew doors on everybody. Think about what happened when you went to go play the Phillies. You got a freak injury, an abdominal strain for Strider.
That's right.
So he was on a pitch count against the Phillies. Fried had gotten food poisoning or whatever the hell that was.
Yeah.
So then what did you go? You went into the series with the Phillies with 2.5 arms, and then Bryce Elder had to go into Philly and get shellacked in a must-win game. And I just think it's a combination of Alex's philosophy and this franchise just never willing. So, guys, like, what do you want him to do, Mike? Go spend for established pitching and have a plan and have a one and a two that are locked in.
Well, here's the answer to that.
And then you go get a three at the deadline.
Yes, but, Mike, you know what? If we did all the things we're talking about and we lost in the postseason, you know what the answer then is? Man, we really tried.
Well, you know what?
You feel that way right now?
I think Terry McGurk and the Braves, man, like, this is just from my gut. This is just my emotion speaking. The man who said, let's race through downtown and screw the fans because the city wouldn't give us a ballpark. That guy. I think that guy says, these suckers, they got a World Series in 21. Let them eat cake. Because this fan base loves the young guys. You lock up the young fan favorites, and then you never spend on the established guys. You need to augment the roster. That's the philosophy. So the fans are happy because, hey, I love Monty Harris, and I really love Austin Riley, even though he can't hit, you know? And that's enough for them. And I look, as I said, it doesn't have to be every year, but there's a year when you're in the situation they are now. Doesn't this warrant breaking that mold and spending some money?
I'll tell you this, because I know business owners who are in there. The rent and the battery ain't cheap. They're making money.
Hey, they raised ticket prices. I mean, if you're going to raise ticket prices on your season ticket holders, you're expected to maybe close the gap with a team in your division like the Phillies to win a World Series.
Football coverage on 92.9 The Game.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. But Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity. Imagine that. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
And by the way, it may be Malone or Maffey who leans on McGurk and blank runs downhill to the general manager.
Oh, fair.
But I'm just, you know, it's easy because McGurk is the face of it. All right, guys, coming up in Guy Talk. You ever go to a restaurant and a woman's being incredibly flirty with you?
What?
But her husband is sitting next to her?
I'm not saying anything.
On the streets of Buford last night.
What?
I'll explain.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.